This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenson with the Live Feed.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we bring you Over the Back Fence, a community variety show. You will be entertained by Buffalo Bill. You will hear Western songs and experience lively and entertaining skits. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to The Live Feed.
The following program is a production of the Lanesboro Radio Company's Over the Back Fence. It was recorded before a live studio audience on Friday, June 13th at the St. Main Theater in Lanesboro, Minnesota. The theme of the show is Cowboys and features the Iowa Cowboy Orchestra. At the end of the show, please enjoy the music of our pre-show entertainment, the Arnold Bradley Band.
Why, howdy!
Howdy!
Tonight's show was sold out and there were no tickets available, so they made me work for tickets. So I'm here to welcome you to this evening's performance of Over the Back Fence. Our theme tonight is Cowboy Show, and our host is Damon Presteman with Julie Ekstrom on piano. Now y'all sit back and enjoy the show. Here's Damon.
Good evening and welcome to the Lanesboro Arts Center presentation of Over the Back Fence. We're celebrating our 20th year! Tonight, our theme is Cowboys. Tonight's special musical guests are the Iowa Cowboy Orchestra. We'll also be hearing from four of our sponsors as they take part in the Over the Back Fence quiz. We've got Buffalo Bill and his friends will also be here. And of course, the Back Fence gang will be here as well. I'm your host, Damon Presteman. And please welcome tonight's special guest musical director, Julie Ekstrom. Well, welcome, Julie. Thank you so much for coming out.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Damon.
I understand it's going to be a little bit of a family affair on tonight's show, and we'll get to that a little bit later. Anything exciting going on in your life?
Just keeping track of my three little kids.
Ah, that can be difficult in and of itself, too, huh?
Yep, absolutely. Lots of fun. They're on spring break, and we have all kinds of fun projects going on, and you're going to meet my oldest child later in the program.
Oh, I like the sound of that. But first up, it's the Back Fence Gang with Don't Fence Me In. The Back Fence Gang, but Don't Fence Me In. For those of you listening at home, you might have heard a horse, and I'd like to take this chance to talk to our horse here in the Studio Ones. Hey, that's a great reason to come down to the St. Main Theater. It's the second Friday of every month. You can come and see the fun. Right now, on stage, we have a horse. A horse that played with raisins and looked like whipping cream. All right, very good. That was Pete on horse, y'all. Let's hear it for him. Well, you know, cowboys can tell good stories, and I see a cowboy over that fence. That's Carla. How are you tonight?
Howdy, partner.
Howdy.
How y'all doing? Yeah. Woo! I'm gonna read a little poem to you. A Stetson leaning forward, boots made for travel, a tongue set for a gunfight, and a heart made of gold. They call themselves cowboys. Always ready for adventure, tumbleweeds mimic the loneliness of such men, for they stay away from their gals far too long. And if they ain't got one, you know there's a heartbreak out there waiting. With another dawn and another sunset, these men roam the dry, dusty land in search of a place to lay their head. Working long days they've lost track of, herding cows whose sweet eyes remind them of mama. Now, I reckon we all know their stories. Boys wanting to be out there on the Ponderosa Ranch. And ladies, we all know Yul Brynner looked best all saddled up, chaps and all. Now, partner, remember, never approach a bull from the front, a horse from the rear, and a fool from any direction. Oh, and don't squat on your spurs. They hurt. When the day is done, just tilt that hat on forward, lean your head back, straw between the lips, and kick them feet up. You've earned your keep, cowboy. A cowboy rests like he prays and gets ready for another day. Thank you, y'all.
That's Carlos, Cowboy Musings. Welcome back to Bank. Well, you know, cowboys like to tell stories, but they also like to tell jokes. And I see Richard. Richard, you got a cowboy joke for us?
Well, I have a question for the audience and the overback fence people. Why don't cowboys and even farmers wear green boots or shoes? John Deere doesn't make them.
I hesitate to ask this, Richard, but is that it?
No.
Okay.
No. Years ago, they used to have ministers that would be circuit riders, and they'd go from town to town. While out in the West, they'd go from ranch to ranch. And this one preacher pulled up to this ranch on his horse and knocked on the door. Only one cowboy came out. And he thought, well, wasting my time here. But the cowboy said, you know, when I take a load of hay out and I call for the cows, one cow comes, I still feed it. So the preacher said, okay. So he said a prayer, and then he started in on the sermon. The first hour went great. And then he started talking about hellfire and brimstone. And then he said a prayer, and it was all done. And he asked the cowboy, what do you think? Well, the cowboy really didn't want to say anything, but the preacher said, I really want to know. He said, remember when I went to feed the cows? I took a whole load out, and if only one came, I still fed that cow, but I didn't give him the whole load.
That's Richard with some cowboy jokes. Keeping us comfortable on the range. You gotta have jokes, you gotta have music, you gotta have jokes. You know, Julie, I've seen some cowboy movies in the past, and you always see the cowboy with a guitar, but then every once in a while, you see a cowboy with a fiddle.
Absolutely.
And right now, I'm looking over the back fence, and I see someone that looks a little bit like a mini-me of you.
Mm-hmm.
A little miniature version of you, and she's got a fiddle and a cowboy hat on.
She is my favorite little cowgirl.
Ah, please welcome Isabel Ekstrom.
Thank you.
Listen to them. They like you. For those of you listening at home, Isabel is how old?
I just turned 9.
9 years old. Let's have another nice round of applause for Isabel Ekstrom. Wow. Must be fun to be hanging out at your place, Julie. You got some talent in that house, huh?
Well, she has 2 younger brothers, and they fiddle as well.
Really? So they just fiddle around, huh? That's all you let them do?
All day
long. Very good. That was pretty lame. I apologize to those of you. Hey, this gives me a chance to thank some of our fine sponsors, including Bluff Country Computer Works, Cedar Valley Resort, Sally's Hair to Die For, Lanesboro Public Library, Gilby's Pizza and Sandwich Shop, and F&M Community Bank. Well, it's a cowboy show, and you know, it wouldn't be a cowboy show unless we talked about cowboy games. And right now, on the stage with us, please welcome Cowboy Clay Olson. I gotta tell you, you look like the real deal, my friend.
Thanks.
So, we're gonna have a short answer kind of interview here, it appears. A little bit frightening for me. Tell me, what makes you a cowboy? What do you like to do as a cowboy?
As a cowboy, I guess I ride bulls.
Hold it. Did he say ride bulls? Didn't we just hear about you're not supposed to approach a bull from the front and all that jazz? I'm sure that if we had heard the second verse of that song, it would have been never ride a bull. Do you really? You get on the back of those big ones that we see bounce around at a rodeo?
Yep.
Wow. What's it like getting on the back of a 2,000-pound bull?
It's an adrenaline rush. It's a lot of power underneath you, so...
I would say, I would imagine. Have you ever gotten hurt or anything like that?
Not yet. I've been lucky so far, so...
Knock on wood on that, huh? Now, so when you go out to rodeos and you just show up and you say, hey, I want to ride that thing? Or is there practice? How do you practice for riding a bull?
Well, to practice, usually find a clinic where you go and you have somebody that's been doing it for a while.
Wait a minute. Find a clinic? Isn't that after you ride the bull? I mean, I'm thinking that's the way that probably goes.
Well, there's like professionals. They'll have camps and they're going to teach you the basics and get you started.
Do you need to have a bell? Isn't that part of it, the bell?
Yeah, part of the equipment is the bell. It goes around the bottom of your rope. It helps just...
You wear the bell?
No, you put it around the bull.
Oh, okay. I was a little bit confused. Hey, what's in the bag? Wait a minute, let me step back, because the last time I asked somebody that, I had creepy things around me. It looks like a hockey bag. But okay, that looks like a helmet, somewhat like a hockey helmet.
It is a hockey helmet. I use it. It's protection.
Obviously.
Yeah, so...
Sure. So that's a good idea to wear a helmet?
Yeah.
How do you fit that over your hat?
I'll take off the hat.
Oh, okay. I didn't really understand.
And this is the rope I was talking about.
That's a bull riding rope.
This is a bull riding rope.
You get those at the bull riding store.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or at any Walmart in Texas. That might be the best one of the night, folks. You might as well just go on home. All right, and then... There's not still fingers in there or anything.
No, not right now. But
not yet.
That's your basic piece of equipment for riding bull, and then...
That looks like a bulletproof vest.
All associations may require that you wear a vest. This is just nylon outer shell, and the inside's a padding that helps absorb a hit. Like if you take a hit to the chest, it's going to absorb that and make sure you're not getting
punctured or something like that.
Right.
You know, being out riding bulls, you ever seen anybody get really hurt?
Oh, yeah, it can happen. It gets pretty serious pretty quick. It's nothing to joke about. But.
Okay, well, then I'll just... It's kind of supposed to be a funny show, but, whatever. I didn't ask you what happened to the person. I just asked about that. And then, so like, you've seen somebody get hurt, and then you've gotten on a bull that same night after that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure when your mom said to you, be careful, that's what she meant.
Yeah.
Generally, if someone is taken away in an ambulance, you're not supposed to do that activity again. Do you take part in any of the other kind of rodeo events, roping or?
No, I just ride bulls and I'll ride horse every once in a while for fun, so.
Sure, just to kind of change it up. I bet you the horse is easier than the bull.
Yeah, they're a little bit nicer, I guess.
Well, yeah. Well, now, what would be one thing that those of us that kind of know about rodeo but don't know the ins and outs, what would be the one thing that would surprise us?
I think there's a lot more that goes into it than people see, especially with stock contractors, what they bring the animals to the rodeo. They don't really see the side of it, like how much money contestants and stock contractors put into the sport.
Sure. Are the animals generally treated okay?
Oh, definitely. You know, there's people that say they're not treated right and they're abused. Well, no, not really. I mean, these are high-quality animals that are bred to, like, for bucking bulls. They're bred to buck. They're like a quarter horse.
They're kind of like an athlete. You know,
yeah, they like doing it, and they're not. You know, if they didn't like to buck, they wouldn't do it.
Sure. Is there anywhere in the area, maybe, that you'll be riding where we can come check you out?
Yeah, at Fillmore County Fair, I'll be riding.
So. All right, well, you got a whole group of brand new friends. Ladies and gentlemen, Clay Olson. Man. Yeah. Kind of sounds like, judging by the...
What about the cowgirl? Hey, what about a cowgirl?
Whoa. Speaking of horses, here comes another big horse onto the... Holy mackerel.
Well, then howdy, hey.
Let's hear from the back fence cowgirls.
I'm Miss Kitty, and these are the back fence cowgirls. We're going to sing Back in the Saddle Again. It was originally written in 1937 by Ray Whitley, star of many Western movies. The American cowboy Gene Autry heard the song and bought it for $200.
I'm back in the saddle. Where the lawnmower cattle feed on the lowly gypsum weed, back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night, where the only law is right, back in the saddle again.
The back fence cowgirls, back in the saddle. Back in the saddle again. Ooh, I got a little saloon girl messing with me there. Nothing wrong with that. She's gonna be a very busy lady today because that's the only saloon girl I see, and I see a whole lot of cowboys. You know, possibly the most famous cowboy of all time is Buffalo Bill. And for those of you that don't know, here in Lanesboro, we have a festival celebrating Buffalo Bill every year, first weekend in August. And so we've brought him in to visit with us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Buffalo Bill and his friends. Woo. I heard the jangling of your spurs, Bill.
Yeah, sir.
Welcome to the show. Tell me about yourself. First of all, you are decked out in some fine gear here.
Of course, it's who I am.
Well, I need to mention to you, apparently cowboys, they are men of few words. Tell me about yourself, Buffalo Bill. You got the show going on, the big Wild West show.
And it's quite a bit different than what it was before.
What do you mean?
1880, first time down here with visiting my friend White Beaver, and we did wandered around and shot windows out. And
that was it. Yes. When was that?
1880.
Man, you look good for your age.
Well, I know it gets tiring laying up there almost 97 years, but you know I kind of subtract the years I've been walking away and coming here.
Seriously, you came down here, you started that Buffalo Bill Wild West show. Then what happened?
Well, actually. It was thoughts here.
Oh, well, you didn't start it here. We just claimed that, huh?
Right. 1900 when we were back here with White Beaver and the little thing with the people, because there was not really anybody with at that time.
I see. Who do you have with you tonight?
Yeah. Right here to my left is little Miss Sure Shot Annie Oakley.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. It's so great to be here to see everybody. Hey, Bill, do you think we should tell them about the Wild West show, how exciting it was? Should we set the stage a little for them?
Be my guest.
Just imagine this arena, this huge arena, and Buffalo Bill is on his white horse, and he's, as he comes riding in, the announcer says, "And the most honorable Buffalo Bill Cody," and he comes and he takes his hat off, and then the show begins, and all the Indians and all the cowboys, and I come in with Teddy Roosevelt in a car, and then I do my show, and my husband Frank Butler, the Irish-born husband that he is, he was the marksman with the Sells Brothers Circuit, and he trained horses, and we met, we got married, and he would do his trick shooting, and I would do my trick shooting. It was just so exciting, the cowboys and the Indians and the cowgirls and Buffalo Bill. You just can't imagine the show. And this person to the back of me is our cowboy, Sloan. And he never dies. He gets killed every day, and he always comes back.
You've got to shoot at someone.
Exactly. You
know, good point. I'm glad you're shooting at him and not me.
No, we wouldn't do that. But we are with the Old West Society of Minnesota. I have been in it for 18 years, and they're coming behind, 17 years? Yeah. We are a historical group that reenacts. We're in parades. We do living history. Movies. We do movies. We've been in radio, radio shows, parades. Through the years, we have visited a lot of locations. And we love doing what we do. We love teaching the kids because, a lot of them don't learn this in school, and there are many adults who don't know who Wyatt Earp is or Annie Oakley or Frank Butler or Buffalo Bill because they don't teach them. So that's why we're here. We teach them.
Hey, that sounds good to us. That sounds good to us. And it's kind of a shame because the genre of the Western has kind of gone away, but there was an era in this country where you could hear about things from the Old West. And so it's great to hear that people like you are kind of keeping that alive. Any place that you're going to be in the near future that we can come check you out?
Well, tomorrow we'll be in the Winona Parade.
Ah, very good. The Steamboat Days Parade.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Anything else you want to share with us tonight? Any kind of anything else you'd like the folks to know?
We will be doing a show in Pioneer Park and Howard Lake Friendly Neighbor Days next weekend.
Well, fantastic. You're all over the place, and you're traveling a lot like Buffalo Bill did.
Exactly. We go all over the state of Minnesota, but I do plan on being down here for the Buffalo Bill Days.
Absolutely.
In Lanesboro. That is a wonderful time, and I enjoyed myself most definitely last year.
Let's have a nice round of applause for Buffalo Bill and his friends from the Old West Society. Yeehaw! Yeah, it is a lot of fun. If you come on down to Buffalo Bill Days here in Lanesboro, you can certainly see a lot of those people, and it is a lot of fun to kind of take a step back in time. For those of you listening at home, they were decked out in all of the original kind of Western gear, and I can hear their chaps as they're exiting the stage. It's really quite a spectacle. I see an orchestra gathering steam up here on stage. It's going to give me a chance, though, to talk about some of our sponsors, including Coffee Street Fitness Center and Dance Studio, Pedal Pushers Cafe, Niagara Cave, Lanesboro Art Center, Riverside on the Root Restaurant and Outfitters, and Merchants Bank. Well, coming up off of the prairies of Iowa, please join me in welcoming the Iowa Cowboy Orchestra.
Spent my life a dreaming of being a cowboy, living a cowboy's ways, pursuing the life my high riding hero. Threw away my younger days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hang on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies, then leave them the words to a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Now that's the way that it seems. Sadly in search of and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dream. The cowboys are special in their own brand of misery, from being alone too long. They'll die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing full well their best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the days of my youth run away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, and no one, no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys. Now that's the way that it seems. Sadly in search of and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Sadly in search of and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
The Iowa Cowboy Orchestra, right here on the Over the Back Fence stage at the St. Main Theater in downtown Lanesboro. I recognize one of the guys from the Iowa Cowboy Orchestra, and that's Mr. Dave Ehrenstein. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you. Please introduce me to the rest of the guys
in this
orchestra.
Well, this is the Iowa Cowboy Orchestra, who didn't know that that was their name until they arrived in town last night.
That's good. That's good.
These three guys and I played in a country band in Iowa for about 13 years, but it's been 15 years ago that we played together. So this is the first time in 15 years. I'm kind of pleased at how it turned out.
So far, so good.
Yeah. We're not done yet.
Yeah. Just wait.
So it's a little reunion for us. We used to be called, the name of our band was Winchester.
I'm going to need to back up, Dave. The question I asked was, who are these
people?
Oh,
I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just thought I'd check.
I just wanted you to know that the name of our band used to be Winchester, and in retrospect, we think that's a really stupid name. So we thought rather than the band formerly known as Winchester, we would just be the Iowa Cowboy Orchestra.
I like it.
Over on steel guitar, Ranger David Harms. Dave plays in a 50s and 60s rock band in Waterloo called Blue Suede Cruise. In the middle, Mark Linda on guitar. Mark just finished a stint with the Blue Band, which is a huge rhythm and blues show review with a horn section and all that stuff and playing bass. He just finished playing with them. So that's Mark Linda. In the back is Randy Wilson from Chatfield, Minnesota. Yeah. Randy has never been farther south than Decorah. But he gets to be in the Iowa Cowboy Orchestra tonight because we needed a little percussion. And so, you know, now he's an honorary Iowan.
Say, is that some sort of a cowboy drum he's playing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's very cowboy.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
We're checking. Those of you listening at home, you'll have to come down to the show and see what
that's
we're talking about.
So we're thinking of some tunes to do for a second one.
Sure.
And we arrived at one, but a couple of them that we went through that we decided not to do was put a saddle on the stove, honey, because I'm riding the range tonight. And then there's Lead Me to the Roundhouse, Honey, because you can't corner me there.
Loving You is like sliding down a board.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Nice.
But we rejected those.
Yeah, you rejected those?
Yeah, in favor of one by Jerry Jeff Walker.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear again from the Iowa Cowboy Orchestra.
As I was out riding the graveyard shift midnight till dawn, the moon was as bright as a reading light for a letter from an old friend back home. And he asked me, why do you ride for your money? Why do you rope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere and you're losing your share. You must have gone crazy out there. He said the last time I run on to Jenny, she was married and had a good life. Boy, you sure missed the track when you never come back. She's a perfect professional's wife. And she asked me, why does he ride for his money? Why does he rope for short pay? He ain't getting nowhere and he's losing his share. He must have gone crazy out there. But then they've never seen the northern lights. They've never seen a hawk on the wing. They ain't never seen spring on the great divide. They never heard old Camp Cookie sing. Play that steel guitar, Ranger Dave. Well, I read up the last of my letter and I tore off the stamp for Black Jim. Billy rode up to relieve me. He looked at my letter and grinned. And he said, why do they ride for their money? Why do they rope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere and they're losing their share. They all must be crazy out there. But then they've never seen the northern lights. They've never seen a hawk on the wing. They ain't never seen spring on the great divide. Never seen old Cam Cookie sing.
Yodelay, yodelay.
Hey. That's called the Cowboy's Lament. Hang on a sec now. I want to tell you a story here that was told to me by the great cowboy storyteller O.D. Cleaver, who writes that there was this huge sandstorm in the desert, a huge dust storm. It lasted for days. You couldn't see a thing. There was sand in your shirt and in your underwear and everything. And when it was all over, he went out riding on his horse, and he came upon a hat laying on the desert floor, a hat. And he picked up the hat, and there was a head under it with eyes and nose and a mouth, and it actually talked. And the head said, Get your shovels, boys. I'm on horseback. Do you get it, Damon?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's just check it.
I'm pretty sure I get it.
All right, here's one more. You'll know this one.
Tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumble and tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind, nowhere to go but I'll find where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumble and tumbleweed.
I know when
night is gone
that a new world comes at dawn.
I'll keep rolling along, deep in my heart is a song. On the range I belong, drifting along with the tumble and tumbleweed. When night is gone, that a new world comes at dawn. I'll keep rolling along, deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong, drifting along with the tumble and tumbleweed. Drifting along with the tumble and tumbleweed. Drifting along with the tumble and tumbleweed. Tumbleweed.
The Iowa Cowboy Orchestra, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Right here on the Over the Back Fence stage at the St. Main Theater.
We'll be back for another one in a little bit.
In downtown Lanesboro. Ooh, I hear the music. That can only mean one thing. It's time for our sponsors to join us on tonight's program. Thank you so much, Lawrence, for all of your housekeeping you're doing up here at the moment. There's all kinds of things going on the stage. Folks, for those of you, again, listening at home, this is the place to be. You really want to come down here and see all these things that we have to do to try to put this show on. Right now, I'm hanging 50 feet above the stage by nothing but a rope that was used to hang on to a bowl. All right, I'm seeing some sponsors moving my way. That's fantastic. Have a seat wherever you'd like. If you're representing the same organization, please sit next to each other. If you could do that for me, that would be great. Looks like we've got nearly everybody here so far. I'm looking for one more, and I don't think I'm going to find it. Very good. All right, now, what I need from one of you is a judge. Does anybody feel in the mood to be a judge? You don't have to say anything other than your name. You just have to sit right over here and just keep an eye on these sponsors as they answer some questions. There we go. Thank you, ma'am. Come on up here. Nice round of applause for her as she comes up. You can work your way on over. And we're going to find out who you are first, and then we'll move along. Hi, welcome.
I'm Debbie Fuhrer.
You're Debbie. You kind of look familiar to me. Have you ever been on this stage before, Debbie?
I have.
Have you taken part in a quiz once before?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're not the person I was thinking you were. Now, your job, I'm going to ask these folks some questions, and your job is to tell me who sticks their hand up first. Okay? Pretty easy. If you don't want to stand, you can sit right there on the chair. Now, joining me right now from a variety of organizations, first, let's have a nice round of applause for Tara Johnson from the Lanesboro Library, everybody. Here we go now. This is from the Great River Shakespeare Festival. This is Lee Hummensheimer. I didn't get it. He told me I wasn't going to get it, and I didn't get it.
No, you didn't get it.
Wait a minute. Let's put that microphone right in front of your face there so you can be heard.
It's Gundersheimer.
All right. I must have been given some false information then. Oh, well, this is not fair. They're all sitting right in front of the questions, everybody. That's going to ruin everything. All right, we'll see how that works. Now let's go over here, and we are going to introduce ourselves and say hello to Lucas and Brittany Johnson. Now, they're from the Cedar Valley Resort. It's just down the road in Wayland, Minnesota. And they'll be talking to us about that, hopefully, if they get any of these questions right. Now, we are going to compete in a quiz because we've got these sponsors here. And since you're here to help me, which I really appreciate, I'm going to have you hold that for just a second so they can't cheat. All right, so if you think you know the answer, stick your hand up in the air. All right, here goes our first question. Name a place where you can find a play written by William Shakespeare. Oh, Lee, what is the answer?
In her library.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. Now, tell me a little bit about the things you have in the Lanesboro Library.
Well, besides all the plays by William Shakespeare, we have a lot of other books.
Ah, neat. All right, we're moving on to the next question. Where can you get the stress relieved from your life? Oh, we're getting over here, and that's Lucas. Lucas, where?
That'd be in Wayland, Cedar Valley Resort.
That is correct. At the Cedar Valley Resort in Wayland. You got a porch, a fire, a river, kids in the bed, you know, that sort of thing. Tell me about the new construction down there in Wayland.
Yep, we got...
Oh, I'm sorry. You've never seen the show before, Lucas. For those of you at home, he tried to grab my microphone. And we just don't do that. I'll hold it for you, all right?
My apologies.
That's all right. It's not the first time it's happened.
So we got a new cabin down there. It's a 6-bedroom, or can be a 3-bedroom, up to 22 people, and it's right downtown in Wayland there.
I believe I've seen it under construction. Is it open now?
Yeah, it's been open a couple weeks now.
And I suppose it's already filled, I bet.
Yes, it is.
Now, you brought Brittany along, so I'm going to ask Brittany a quick question here. How many places do you have out there in Wayland that we could stay in?
We now have 12.
12. Now, what if I had a big old group like 35, 40 people? Could you accommodate me?
We could with one cabin.
You mean you could get all 40 people into one cabin? Isn't that a little tight fit?
No, not in an 8-bedroom cabin.
Okay, that sounds more like a big, big cabin.
Yes, it is.
All right, and what are some of the other amenities that you have out there?
Basketball court, horseshoes, frisbee golf, pretty much everything you want to play in the yard, we have it down there.
Well, that sounds all right to me. That's at the Cedar Valley Resort. Now, I'm going to take that from you. Thank you very kindly. We're going to move on to question number 3, and here it is. People will gather at this place to love, hate, cry, and laugh. Oh, and that's Fred Lichtensteiner. No. What's your answer?
It's okay, Isaac.
Cute. I'm going to let that go.
Her library.
Oh, sorry. No. We were looking for the Great River Shakespeare Festival. Tell me what's going on down there.
Never heard of it.
All right. Sorry. They maybe should have sent somebody that did know about it. Tell me a little bit about what it's going to be.
We open June 25th. We run through August 3rd. We have 3 great shows this year. Merry Wives of Windsor, which is sort of like the Desperate Housewives of Shakespeare. It's very funny. a play you might not have heard of yet, but I'll help you with it later. It's called Hamlet.
Not familiar with that one.
Yeah, and then one called Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, which is Hamlet turned upside down on itself. It's a very funny modern play by the man who wrote Shakespeare in Love in Brazil.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Now, where is the Great River Shakespeare Festival?
We're in Wild Bill country, Winona, where Wild Bill will be in a parade next week or tomorrow.
That's Buffalo Bill.
I'm sorry, I was talking about Wild Bill Shakespeare. We have our own parade. The first Friday of the festival, we're actually inviting all of you all to take part in our procession after Annie Mack from Rochester does a soul concert on the levee. We're all processing up to the opening night of the Merry Wives of Windsor, and everybody is welcome to take part. We have 10 Harley Davidsons, some prairie dog children dressed as prairie dog, not actual little prairie dogs.
Are they riding the Harley Davidsons on tour?
No. And Dixieland Jazz Band and a bunch of just great fun as we process up Johnson Street in Winona.
Fabulous. And as we know, nothing says Shakespeare like Harleys, prairie dogs, and Dixieland Jazz. I was a little bit confused by that whole one there. Just a little bit. All right, our last question on this is for all the marbles here now, folks. All right. Located in a red brick building just off of Main Street, a lot of people spend time reading where? Oh. Thank heavens she knows where she works. And Tara.
At the Lanesboro Public Library.
There it is, exactly. Now tell me, you told me earlier you got a lot of books down there, but I know that you also have a lot of programs and other things going on.
We do. We're deep into summer reading programming right now for the kids and adults. And we have a program when the kids meet their reading goal, we have some signs to put in the front yard. It says Library Champion Readers. So we're really encouraging the kids to get in and check out some books and read this summer.
Well, that's a good idea. Good idea. Get them away from the screens and get them into some books. That sounds fantastic to me. Now, I understand, Lee, that you have brought along a little something for someone here at the audience. Tell me about it.
Yes, we have one of our season posters and their original artwork by Julia Crozier, who has been in the Lanesboro Arts Center recently doing a show. And we thought that you all might want to have a little taste of Julia's artwork. So it's a poster of our season, and it's entitled...
Oh, you were grabbing, you were touching.
It's entitled Get Carried Away, so we'll hope you'll come out and get carried away. I also wanted to let all of you in the audience know, if you've never been to the Great River Shakespeare Festival, you're going to hear this first for the first time tonight. We have new prelude pricing. You can get in 2-for-1 if you just mention the word prelude pricing. So that's a really great deal for you guys.
That's a great deal, prelude pricing. Well, now I've got this poster, and we've had an excellent judge up here on the stage, so what do you say we give her a prize for helping us out? There you go. Thank you. And let's have a nice round of applause for our three sponsors this evening, the Lanesboro Public Library, the Great River Shakespeare Festival, and the fine folks down at Cedar Valley Resort right down the road in Wayland, Minnesota. Thank you to all of you. And again, we appreciate your support of Over the Back Fence. The continued support is really appreciated. Without you, folks like you, we just cannot do this show without some help. I remember you now. Hey, we got Debbie Furr, who was here to judge this last contest. You were our former co-host. That's why I recognize you. Oh, and you did a good job. Why are you back in the audience? I've got an extra seat. All right, you don't want it, huh? Oh, I see cowboys are coming across the range at me pretty fast here. I better see what's going on. Ooh, Roger, is that you?
That's me.
All right, please welcome Roger with this song, Cool Water.
Oh, taste the barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Old Anne and I, our throats burn dry, and souls that cry for water. Cool clear water. The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water, cool water. And with the dawn I'll rise and yawn and carry on for water, cool, clear water. The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water, cool water. And way up there, he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water, cool, clear water. Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, as he spreads the burning sand with water. Oh, Dan, can't you see that big green tree? The water's running free. It's waiting there for you and me. There's water, cool, clear. Dan's feet are sore, he's longing for just one thing more than water, cool water. Like me, I guess, he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water, cool, clear.
That's Roger with Cool Water, backed by the Iowa Cowboy Orchestra.
Roger, don't
go up. Damon. Yeah,
we've had so much fun getting to know Roger the past day or two. Ask him a couple of those crazy questions you ask people.
Well, no, I'll ask just some nice questions, Roger. First of all, Roger, what's your last name? Where are you from?
Swaybacka, from Spring Valley.
From Spring Valley.
I started out down in Iowa, though.
Ah, very good. You're an Iowa boy at heart, huh? Boy, you got a real nice kind of knack for that old country music. You like that old stuff.
I do.
Yeah, you know, it turns out that so do they.
Good.
So they really enjoy that. Do you go out and play anywhere? Do you share your talents with other folks?
Yeah, I've been playing quite a little lately, mostly since retirement. I play a lot at the Cowboy Church over at Cherry Grove. I bet some of you have been there, huh?
Ah, very good.
That's been a good thing. And I play like I was up the Horse Expo. This year, it was down to Old Wine this Tuesday.
Have you noticed that people are beginning to appreciate that old country music again?
Well, yeah, I think so. But no, mostly I sing to audiences of my age or a little younger. Most of us that have more years behind us than we got ahead of us.
Sure, sure. I can understand that. I'm sure that your fans are really happy that you reminded them about how old they are, but, you know. Well, are you playing anywhere in the near future that maybe we could come check you out?
Well, you know, I am, but I just nothing jumped in my head right now.
All right, very good. I kind of put you on the spot.
I usually do about four or five places a month in the summer.
Well, great. Well, we'll look for you at the Cowboy Church out at Cherry Grove. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Roger Swaybacka from Spring Valley. Thank you. You know, it's true. It's nice to hear all these old kind of country songs, huh? And being performed live right here in the St. Main Theater. A great big thank you to some of our sponsors, including Thomas M. Mannion, Attorney at Law, the Great River Shakespeare Festival, Drury's Furniture, Green Gables Inn, Lanesboro BP and S&A Petroleum, Preston Foods, and Visit Bluff Country Magazine. Well, I see some crazy people wandering to the front.
Hey, you seen that new ranch hand we got?
Yeah, where'd they rustle him up from?
I don't know, but he has a $10 Stetson with a 5-cent hat.
Yeah, his family tree was a shrub, all right.
Hey, you see him up close there? Why, he's as ugly as a burnt shoe.
Yeah. You know what? His teeth are so crooked, he could eat corn on the cob right through a picket fence.
You know, his mustache, it smells like a mildewed saddle blanket after it had been ridden on a sore back horse for 300 miles in August.
Hmm. Yeah. You know what? He could back a buzzard right off of a meat wagon.
Yeah. You know, he don't know nothing either. He couldn't hit a bull's rump with a fistful of banjo.
Yep. Yeah, he's as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Yeah, well, how's supper sound?
I don't know. I usually eat it so fast it don't have a chance to get a word in edgewise.
Robin and Barb, with a little help from Bill and Pete, the new ranch hand. I don't know about you guys, but I think that new ranch hand look a little bit like Jerry Lewis doing Nutty Professor. Hey, Bonnie, I see you over the fence. What do you have for us?
I have a little bit about Roy Rogers, the king of the cowboys.
Oh.
When I was little, I remember watching that show, The Roy Rogers Show, and I still somewhere have a tablet that has a picture of Roy Rogers and Dale Evans on the front. How many of you remember that show? Anybody? Oh, I see some lots of hands. Good, good. Well, Roy Rogers was born on November 5th, 1911, in Cincinnati, Ohio. And he was actually born as Leonard Franklin Sly. He was born in a tenement building on the present location of Riverfront Stadium. And so he joked that he was born at second base. He became a Western singer after moving to California with his father to do work in the labor fields. And he later read The Grapes of Wrath, and he commented that it was really realistic. He had done it himself. But he became a Western singer in California by forming a group that he led, and they were called the Sons of the Pioneers. Some of the songs they recorded, and you heard one of them in 1934, was Tumbling Tumbleweeds, Way Out There, Moonlight on the Prairie, and Riding Home. And he said that they signed a contract for a penny for every record that they sold. Roy got into the movies in 1935 in bit parts and some minor roles. He was a very good singer and extremely handsome, and his parts grew larger along the way. During the filming of 1938's Under Western Skies, Gene Autry had a disagreement with the studio, and he walked out on the contract. Well, guess who got the part? It was Roy Rogers. And at that time, the studio changed his name, of course, to Roy Rogers. So that gave him the break he needed, and a star was born. He had a wife who was named, when she was born, she was born in Texas in 1912, and her name was Lucille Wood Smith. While she was still an infant, her name was changed to Frances Octavia Smith, but of course when she started recording records of her own, her name became Dale Evans. Dale Evans and Roy Rogers were in many, many programs together on the radio and then later, of course, on the Roy Rogers Show. They actually, they actually met during a movie. The movie they were cast in was in 1944 called The Cowboy and the Senorita. Roy was actually married at the time, but his wife died suddenly 2 years later in 1946, they became a little bit better friends, and then in 1947 they married. Roy was Dale's fourth husband, and she actually was married at age 14 and had a child at 15, so she was married very young. She was born, well, I said, in Texas in 1912. The peak of Roy Rogers' career was in the 1940s and 1950s. And in the 1950s, there were over 2,000 fan clubs, the largest fan club of any person in the world at the time. And of course, later Elvis Presley went past that, but at the time. And the biggest fan club was actually in the United Kingdom. They had 50,000 members at that time. So there were over 100 films and many radio and TV episodes of The Roy Rogers Show. Roy died in 1998, and Dale died 3 years later. And of course, at the Roy Rogers Museum, there's a lot of memorabilia, including Trigger, his horse, who was actually preserved and is on display for people to see. Another important animal in Roy Rogers' life was Bullet, the wonder dog. And they did say that that Trigger, the horse, was the smartest horse that was ever in a movie. So hope you enjoyed a little bit of trivia about Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
Thank you, Bonnie. Dale Evans, Roy Rogers, and their horse named Trigger. Well, we couldn't do a cowboy show without the following song, but there are a couple of thank yous I'd like to send out there. For those of you that are here in the theater, as you were walking in, you got to partake in a lot of fun things out there on the street, including a whole lot of crazy cowboys, and I think I saw a horse out there. I saw some other great things. We'd like to thank Gordon for bringing along his cowboy Cadillac, and Tom for the great music he played out there, and of course Keith for bringing his horse into town so we could all get a peek at that. So let's have a nice round of applause for those guys that were willing to bring that down and make this an event for us tonight. Well, I see some familiar faces.
The next song, Home on the Range, the music and the lyrics go back to 1873, and it's also known as the Cowboys' National Anthem. The range that it refers to in the song refers to the homesteaders and not the cattlemen.
Fence Gang with Home on the Range. Well, we're coming to that time in the program where we all get to sing along, including you at home and those of you here at the St. Main Theater.
We're going to close with a very famous cowboy song. It was written by Dale Evans, and it was the theme song used in the Roy Rogers radio and TV show, Happy Trails.
Thank you.
our program, we're riding off into the sunset. It's time for me to thank some folks, including 9-year-old Isabel Ekstrom, Roger Swaybacken, Clay Olson, and Buffalo Bill and his friends. Let's not forget to thank the Iowa Cowboy Orchestra, along with the Arnold Bradley Band, and of course, our special guest musical director, Ms. Julie Ekstrom. On behalf of the entire Over the Back Fence gang, I'm Damon Preston, and thanks so much for coming out to Over the Back Fence. We'll see you next month, right here at the St. Main Theater. Thank you so much, everybody. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Arnold Bradley Band.
Yeah. Well, it's cowboy theme tonight. Here we go. Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings. Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Yeah. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes don't know how to take him. He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them drink whiskey, drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Don't let them grow up to be cowboys, no. But if they do, you know, they're always going to have one of these around here. A little something out of Waylon Jennings.
A long time forgotten, dreams that just fell by the way. The good life he promised ain't what she's living today. But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things that he's done. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come. Well, she's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man, who loves him in spite of his ways that she don't understand. And through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand.
this good-hearted woman, loving a good time and man. He likes the bright lights and night lights and good time and friends. When the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again. Yeah. No, she don't understand him, but she still does the best that she can. This good-hearted woman, loving a good time and man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man, who loves him in spite of his wicked ways she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter they'll pass through this world hand in hand. This good-hearted woman, loving a good time and man. This good-hearted woman, loving a good time and man. Good-hearted woman, yeah. We're going to do one that's just a little bit slower than that because Willie did it. Gonna do Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. In the twilight glow I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain. Someday when we meet up yonder, we'll stroll hand in hand again in a land that knows no parting. Blue eyes crying in the rain. Now my hair has turned to silver, all my life I've loved in vain. I can see her star in heaven, blue eyes crying in the rain. Someday when we meet up yonder, honey, we'll stroll hand in hand again in a land that knows no parting. Blue eyes crying in the rain. Blue eyes crying in the rain. Blue eyes crying in the rain. Okay. Well, country music just wouldn't be the same without George Jones, and we're going to do a George Jones song here, kind of a little something here about the Tennessee whiskey. Okay, we'll do it in the key we're going to do it in. Well, I used to spend my nights out in a bar room. Liquor was the only love I know. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottle. And you brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And I stay stoned on your love all the time. Well, I looked for love in all the same old places. On the bottom of the bottle, always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love for getting me high. You're as smooth Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And I stay stoned on your love all the time. And I stay stoned on your love all the time.
All right.
All right. Well, one more. We'll finish up with a little Willie Nelson here. And then we're going to be doing what the song says here. On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I might never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we'll go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we'll go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Thank you very much.
Want to do another short one, Steve?
Oh, sure.
One more, ladies and gentlemen. Just do half of one.
A half of one?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do half a Rocky Top.
Wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoky smoke on Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee. I've had enough of cramped up city life, trapped like a duck in a pen. All I know is it's a pity life can't be simple again. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Rocky Top.
The Arnold Bradley Band.
Thanks again to the Over the Back Fence Gang, KFIL 103.1 FM in Preston, Minnesota, and the Lanesboro Arts Center, along with all who made Over the Back Fence possible. Tune in next month when the theme will be Traditions. More information on Over the Back Fence can be found at overthebackfencelanesboro.blogspot.com. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.